Hello, everyone. I'm Deion Holmes, and today I will be talking about soil and water conservation. Farmers have utilized soil water conservation since the 19. Farmers have utilized conservation for centuries, since the era of Cleopatra. Recently, consumers have become more interested in organic fruit and vegetables for overall health. Did you know 90% of water that is required by terrestrial plants are lost through transpiration? Now, imagine a Mexican state like Mississippi, which only receives 61 inches of rainfall per year, but still not being able to produce a remarkable harvest of bell peppers, which, by the way, are known to be vulnerable to water stress. Traditional methods like flood irrigation decreases efficiency by 20% or more, which means that plants will not receive the adequate amount of water to the root zone system throughout the growing season. Instead, it may inhibit growth or even cause soil erosion. Irrigation management is not just about how water is delivered, but it also is about adaptability, productivity, and impaction of scheduling methods. Drip irrigation allows optimal growth, and it helps reduce diseases from contact with the stems, leaves, and fruit or vegetables. Another standard for measuring if soil is healthy is by measuring the microbial activity of the soil. Soil pasteurization, like steaming, which is also my favorite of this project, is a way to kill the unwanted pests and leave the beneficial organisms behind. The main objective of this is not to just conserve water, but to inhibit growth and to help the farmer produce what the consumer desires, and that is big, beautiful, and organic plants. This research targets our most undervalued asset, the small, limited resource farmer who wants to make the world more eco-friendly for generations to come. Thank you.